For the first time ever, an American has won the Man Booker Prize for Literature. Until recently, that prize was open only to writers from Britain and from the nations of the British Commonwealth. Now, the rules have been widened. Americans qualify, so long as their books were published in the UK, and American Paul Beattie won yesterday for his novel, The Sellout. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
The Man Booker Committee describes The Sellout as a searing satire on race relations in contemporary America. Judge Amanda Foreman said Beattie takes aim at racial and political taboos with wit, verb, and abandon. The Sellout wasn't an easy book to write, Beattie said, and for some, it won't be an easy book to read.
I don't write, like, not to offend, or I don't write to offend either. You know, I write to say what I have to say.
Speaking to NPR last year, Beattie said humor is a good way to address really serious things, and The Sellout does just that. It's the story of a guy named Bon Bon, whose hometown near Los Angeles has been wiped off the map. He becomes both a watermelon and pot farmer, reinstates segregation, and involuntarily takes on a slave. You get an idea of Beattie's satirical sensibility in this excerpt.
They say pimping ain't easy. Well, neither is slaveholding. Like children, dogs, dice, and overpromising politicians, and apparently prostitutes. Slaves don't do what you tell them to do.
The Sellout has been called a comic masterpiece, and Beattie has been compared to famous satirist Jonathan Swift. He says his work is a layered experience.
With a lot of good writing, it works on a number of levels. There's a joke, there's the joke inside the joke, and then there's the serious bit in the joke, you know, in the sentences and the language and the tempo of the book. I don't write thinking that everyone's going to necessarily understand everything. I think you got to deal with something.
Beattie now joins a roster of Man Booker winners that includes Hilary Mantel, Salman Rushdie, and Margaret Atwood. The prize comes with a purse of £50,000, a little more than $60,000, and with any luck, an increase in both name recognition and sales. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.